And I'm joined now by Michael Koskov of Westport, who has written a screenplay for a major motion picture now being produced about a young Thurgood Marshall, who went on to become a Supreme Court justice, and a case involving a Greenwich socialite. Michael joins me now. Good morning, Michael. How are you?
Good morning.
And so your screenplay is based on a case that was dubbed the sex trial of the century and has a Greenwich connection. Give us some background on this whole story.
Yes. Well, Tony, I'm an attorney here in Bridgeport. I'm not basically a screenwriter, but this story came to my attention. And it's a very lurid story, a true story of a trial that took place in January of 1941. And the background is this. On December 11th, 1940, a woman was found wandering in the middle of the morning at 5:30 a.m. next to the Kensico Reservoir. She was a socialite from Greenwich. Her name was Eleanor Strubing. And she told a lurid account of having been raped multiple times by her new butler. And then she said that he took her up to the reservoir, threw her in the water, and attempted to drown her. When she was found, her clothes were covered with water. She appeared beaten. And they immediately arrested the chauffeur, whose name was Joseph Spell. The news media went wild, of course. This was like the O.J. Simpson case of its time. It had all of the elements that titillate the public imagination. And so there were headlines all across the country about this event. It shared headlines, I may add, with the war that was going on in Europe. The United States hadn't yet entered the war. So the NAACP in New York felt that they needed to provide a defense for Spell because black people were losing their jobs as domestic workers at that time. People were afraid to have them in their homes. And they found a lawyer in Bridgeport, a young Jewish lawyer whose name was Sam Friedman, who agreed to take the case. And then, to work with him, they sent up a young lawyer who had just become their chief counsel and their only counsel, really, Thurgood Marshall. And Thurgood Marshall was 32 years old. Together, they tried this case in Bridgeport.
Okay.
So I'm not going to tell you how it came out because you have to see the movie.
What's interesting is you've been an attorney as you mentioned for years, but is this kind of like a side hobby or job now, writing screenplays? But now you've got it's a major motion picture. I mean, the guy who played Jackie Robinson in 42, Chadwick Boseman, is going to be playing he's playing is he playing Thurgood Marshall? Is that right?
He is playing Thurgood Marshall, and what really happened was the story was brought to me by a friend. I have two children who are adult children who are screenwriters in Hollywood. One is a young woman, is Sarah Koskoff, and my son Jacob. And this other lawyer brought me the story, and he said, maybe your kids are interested in writing the screenplay. And I talked to them at the time, and they weren't. They were all involved in other projects. So I said I'd try it. When I was 60, my 60th birthday, my daughter bought me a book on screenwriting. So this was 7 years ago, and I started working on it, started showing it around. And ultimately, it got to a producer in Hollywood by the name of Paula Wagner. And Paula was Tom Cruise's producer. Cruise Wagner, so she's a very prominent producer. She loved the story. But she felt it needed more character development than I had in it. And at that point, my son Jacob joined me. And for the last 3 years, it's been a collaboration between Jacob and I. And we've already filmed part of it. The rest of it's going to be filmed in May. And it is going to be, we hope, a major motion picture.
Yeah, well, it's got a good cast. Why was this case critical from a legal standpoint?
Well, there was critical for a couple of reasons. One was that the NAACP at that point was really in desperate trouble. They had lost a lot of contributors. They had money problems, severe money problems, and they were really in danger of going out. So this was kind of an unusual case for them. First of all, it was in the north. Most of the cases they had been bringing were cases in the south. And so this was near the New York news media. So if they won this case, it was a highly publicized case nationally. If they won this case, they could bring some of their contributors back. So it was vital for the NAACP. And for Thurgood Marshall, it was a very interesting case as well, because the Thurgood Marshall that is Chadwick Boseman and that was, in fact, the young Thurgood Marshall does not resemble the image people may have in their minds of sort of a overweight, jowly man. This Thurgood Marshall was 32 years old. He was extremely handsome. He was tall and strong. He was a life-affirming, garrulous, fun-loving, brilliant young lawyer. At 32, Tony, he had already argued in the United States Supreme Court, as a black lawyer argued in the United States Supreme Court. So he was quite amazing. And then the people that he had as friends were amazing. Joe Lewis was one of his great friends, the fighter, as was Langston Hughes, the poet.
Mm-hmm. Michael, we're just out of time, but just a quick question: did this case catapult him to, you know, eventually joining the, you know, being nominated and elected to the Supreme Court, or was he on that track anyway?
He was. I can't say that this is the one that got him to the Supreme Court. I think the one that got him to the Supreme Court was his arguing of Brown versus Board of Education. But this is what put him on the map and put the NAACP in the position that Thurgood Marshall could go on and do those other cases. So it's certainly part of the stream of cases that ultimately got him to be the first black justice in the United States Supreme Court.
All right. Michael, we're out of time. Do you know, how long it may be before this movie is released?
We're hoping before the end of the year, but that may not be possible. It depends how long the editing process takes. The filming is going to resume May 23rd.
Okay. Are they doing it out the West Coast or here?
No, unfortunately, it's going to be done in Buffalo, New York, more than likely, because they wanted to do Connecticut, but the Connecticut Film Commission desperately wanted to do it, but Connecticut apparently has no funds to give the incentives that New York and other states give, so the producers had to go to New York. They wanted Connecticut. They felt it was a Connecticut story.
Right. Hollywood East. I guess it didn't work out, but it's an interesting story, and we'll try to follow it as we get closer, and if you have not too much time, with the starlets out in Hollywood, maybe you can join us again, talk more about it, Michael.
I'd be happy to, Tony.
Take care. Thanks very much for joining us.
Okay.
That's Michael Koskop. Thanks very much for joining us. And again, the name of the movie, eventually, he hopes by the end of the year, it's called Marshall, about Thurgood Marshall, not about him, but about a young him in a case involving a Greenwich socialite.